The videotape was out there, passing from hand to hand, showing up in one room and then the next, and speeding away in another book bag just before I could reach it. As a resident advisor in the freshman dorm in the late 80s, my guys were telling me all about this highly sought-after videotape. It was the guest of honor at many a late-night party. And it was said that those who watched the tape breathlessly concluded, "We have never seen anything like this." I finally had my chance to see this movie one late-night shift in the dormitory office. What was the subject of the movie? Was it something racy and X-rated? Nope. On the tape was a documentary called Faces of Death, a collection of real footage from police, fire, and emergency departments depicting real people meeting their deaths in a variety of horrible ways. A crocodile, a failed parachute, a police shootout, and even an electrocution in a state prison. And no one in 1986 could watch that and not come away astounded and saying, "I have never seen anything like that." What astonishes us, what changes us, what draws us in to hold us still is very different now. To show the scribes that he has the authority to forgive sins on earth, Jesus simply looks at the paralyzed man and says, "Rise, pick up your mat, and go home." And he does. He walked away in the sight of everyone, and they were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." What exactly had they never seen before? A miraculous healing? A miraculous healing done by merely forgiving the sin of the sick? Or a miraculous healing done in defiance of traditional Jewish theology? Or perhaps all three? What would astound us? What would we think that this healing through the forgiveness of sins, would we think it was miraculous? Maybe. More likely, we would set aside a judgment until we had more and better evidence. Where's the doctor's report, before and after? Are there any x-rays? Let's see that tape again. Do we have expert testimony from a professionally trained crime lab certified videographer that the tape hasn't been photoshopped? Do we have an unambiguous statement from Jesus' ministry office that this video isn't fake? Is there a rebuttal statement from the scribe's office? And so on. So what can astound us in 2008? Perhaps nothing, perhaps everything. Truly, what's astonishing about this gospel tale is that Jesus claims to be the Son of God and the Son of Man with the authority to forgive sins on earth. Essentially, he is claiming to possess the license that God alone enjoys to wipe away those offenses against God that bring us to illness, to paralysis, to demonic possession. By speaking, merely speaking, he picks up the paralyzed man and undoes his life of sin, repairing him and reconciling him to the Father. The witnesses at his home see and hear Jesus do that which the scribes argue that God alone can do. Bring a creature to health by speaking a word to his disease. And most importantly, he does so not because of the paralyzed man's faith, but because of the faith shown by the paralyzed man's friends. This is another marvel, one more miracle to astound them. Are we astounded? Can we be astounded? A weary cynicism worries this age. miraculous healings are simply inadequately explained medical anomalies. Witnesses to miracles are duped pawns, gullible, easily impressed morons. Authority, especially spiritual authority, is an oppressive tactic to maintain institutional power. That which can astound us becomes more and more rare as we eagerly replace our Christian moral imaginations with the mechanical insights of science and the demands of political ideology. It is impossible for a Christian to live this way. We start with the premise that creation itself is a gift. Christ is a gift. Our lives lived with Christ, all gifts. And when we give these gifted lives back to God, we are doubly gifted with their return to us. After this, nothing is beyond our astonishment. Everything is a source of amazement. The good news this morning is that our Father whispers to us daily and all day long, "Child, your sins are forgiven." What malady, what cynicism can worm its way into that gift and spoil our party?